We are standing on Deuteronomy 19 and 15, and this is Witness Wednesday. We love each and every one of you. As we go to the Lord in prayer, you are welcome to come forth to the telecommunication altar and stand with me, and let's go to the Lord in prayer. And whatever you stand in need of, know that it is covered under the 23rd Psalm. Praise God. Good morning, my Father. We love you with love beyond understanding. We know that you love us the same way, Father. We ask you to just enter our heart this morning so that we can receive this word that's going to come forth, Father. We want to thank you for everything that you did for us. We want to thank you for keeping us over the night, Father. We want to thank you for keeping us from harm, Father. We want to thank you for any danger seen and unseen that we have no idea, Father, that might have interfered with us getting on this call, Father. We are here this morning at your telecommunication sanctuary where we can hear a word of God, Father, that we can hear something that will get us through this day, Father. We will witness to someone this day, Father, on the love that you have for us, Father. And ask someone, just read the 23rd Psalm. You will then know that he is your shepherd, and he has every desire for you to do good, Father. Father, we just know that everything that we stand in need of, Father, that you will cover it. Sometimes the no is the yes, Father, and we'll learn to understand that, Father. You'll carry us through this day, Father. There is no place for interruption on this call. We will hear this call clearly in this telecommunication sanctuary, and we will receive this word. We will go forth and share this word. We will witness this word with some. We will share this number with some, Father, someone all day long, Father. We will post it. We will make sure people understand that you are our shepherd. We will ask that the message and the messenger be cleared with, and their spirit will come forth and feed us, that you will feed back into them. We ask also that you cover the Desdillion family, the Artist International family. We just want to make sure that these community of people are covered so that they can go forth and witness, and we can help us witness to more people about good health. This call is covered. Amen, amen, and amen. And I will turn it over to my sister Jerzian, Minister Robin. Are you out there, my sister?
Yes, I am. Good morning to you, precious. Stay safe. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer in this telecommunication sanctuary. Good morning to each one of you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our awesome call. This is the Master's call. This is the King of Kings call, and we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. This call was founded by two wonderful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and I heard her on the line. Good morning to you, Dr. P.K., and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Good morning to you also, Dr. B. We are so glad that you had the opportunity to join us. We are so glad that these women heard the voice of God. They listened to him. We are so glad that they confided with Marie Preston. Good morning to you, Sister Marie, and I'm glad you're resting in Jesus. Praise the Lord. And because of them, we have this awesome call. We also stand on a powerful scripture, and you can locate our scripture in Psalms 88:13. It reads, "But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you." That's what we do. We pray on this call. We speak the word. We believe the word, and the word is being manifested in all of our lives. We are those ministers in the marketplace, and our mission statement is telling us and showing us that we are enriched, we are enhanced, and we are empowered believers as we begin our day. We have an email address for you. You can go to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. Send us your prayer requests, your praise reports, any concerns, anything you want us to pray about, talk about, shout about, rejoice about. Send it all to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. Our website address where every message has been archived is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That is the Master's Morning Call. WordPress.com. And we have a replay number if you want to listen to today's message when it's done. You can dial into 712-432-1085 and use the same PIN that you used today, 957-677-POUND. That's just for the replay number. But I'll come back and I'll give you that number again. But let me go ahead and move forward because we are blessed. We are favored and we are increasing. We have a buffet of announcements going on, and I'm just going to go right down the line and share them all with you. Well, many of us, we are artists, health and wellness distributors, and this company was founded by the Diaz de Leon family. And you're probably saying to yourself, what is Artists International? We teach people, we share with individuals about our products and how they can be healthy, they can remain healthy, and they too can also make money, and they can share it with others. So this buffet that's going on, it is for those distributors, and I happen to be one, and also our speaker is one, and our founders of this call, they too are health and wellness distributors of Artists International. So if you want to find out more about our company, go back to the person that invited you to the call. But for the distributors on the line, here we go. We know that today, February 5th, we have so many extensions that have taken place. We have a buffet, just as I said, of things that are going on. Double points, praise God. So go ahead because we are getting our three so we can be stress-free. And not only that, we have products that are on sale 60% off. You can buy two products and get the third free. Not only that, membership is free today for the closing of the month. Oh, my gosh, make sure you go into your back office and find out what the minimum enrollment is for free membership, 60% off, double points. Oh, my goodness, God is so good to us, and the Diaz de Leon family is good to us. And then on top of that, you can also continue to plan to succeed because you can even get free products when you go ahead and process your recurring order over the next 3 months. And then on top of that, we are recruiting three people in a month. And when you do that, you can also get a bracelet and a T-shirt. We are teaching three, again, to be stress-free. We have all these events that are coming up. You'll find out more about those events on our morning motivational call. But because it is Wednesday, it is the ambassador call. And let me go ahead and give you that number. The number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. And because it is Wednesday, it will be hosted by the ambassador, our only ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Again, as I said, she too is an Artists International distributor. So that is immediately following this call. But also, tonight is our corporate call, family and friends. Friends, you're probably wanting to get on that call. Go back to the person that invited you. Our corporate call, the number is 712-432-0900, PIN code 836-211-POUND. It will be held at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. And guess what? There is a special guest. Let me give you that number again. We don't want to miss it. It is 712-432-0900, 836-211-POUND. There will be a special guest. Hop on that call either 5, 7, or 8 p.m. Pacific Central Eastern. And we have an awesome, awesome, awesome campaign going on. 90K in 90 days. It is being done. It can be done. It will be done, and it will continue to be done. And I will give you that phone number also. We have a scissor call. The number for that call is 712-432-0075. PIN code 926358-POUND, and that will start tonight after the corporate call. So I'll come back again. I know I hit you with a lot. I'll repeat them when we receive our word, but let me tell you about the mighty man of God, Pastor Chuck Brown. He, too, is a health and wellness distributor with Artists International. He is a victorious man of God. He's a mighty man of God. He's the senior pastor of the Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center, and that's located in New Orleans. And God has blessed them tremendously. He's been pastoring more than 15 years. His first lady, the love of his life, she was also his Spelman sister, First Lady Marcia. And they have two beautiful children, Charles III and Christina Eve. Well, I can go on and on and on about this mighty man of God, but I do want to tell you one more additional thing. He has a powerful book. I read it. I believe it. It's awesome. It's called The Death of the Desperate Woman. You have to get it. You can Facebook him. He will be glad to befriend you. You can find out more about his book, but I'm not going to take up any more of his time. Pastor Chuck, are you there? Pastor Chuck, are you there? Hello?
Pastor Chuck, you're unmuted. Good morning, TMC family. Your line is open. You probably just need to unmute yourself. I'm looking at you on the board. Minister Robin, let me text him again. I'm looking at him. He's wide open on the board. If you could just maybe continue on the announcements one more moment.
I sure will. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Well, family, let me just go back through some of the things that are going on. This Friday, February 7th, we have a social business briefing, and that is going to be held in Houston, Texas. It will be Friday, February 7th from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m., and we...
Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Chuck. God bless you.
Good morning. Thank you so very much. I don't know what happened, but I'm so glad that we're grateful to be on the line this morning and for this opportunity to share with you what the Lord has given me to give to his people on this morning. I praise the Lord for all who are on this line, to Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, and all of the ministry team that assist them on this call. We are grateful for all of you. I want to get right into the Word of God, Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation, and I will just kind of skip around for sake of time. Immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in a faraway land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost." But Jesus spoke to them at once, "Don't be afraid. Take courage. I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat, walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. And Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith. Why did you doubt me?" And when they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshipped him. You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. I have for a theme in this year in my ministry, God gave me this theme last year. We are marching into miracles and manifestation. Marching into miracles and manifestation. It serves as the theme for the year, as well as a series that I'm still currently engaged in. If you're going to experience any success in your life this year, it's going to require that you give your best effort in taking action. This is not the year for any plan. This is the time for an action plan. What are you going to do? What are you going to accomplish? How are you going to get there? How are you going to make it happen? Listen to me well. Those who don't march don't possess. Those who don't march don't win. Those who don't march don't accomplish anything. If you want to see yourself settling in the land that God promised to you, you have to get to stepping. Today I want you to understand that it's important what you to understand what you are marching on. I want to just for the next few moments share this word. I'm marching on what he told me. I'm marching on what he told me. March on God's word. When God speaks, things happen. It was the voice of God that spoke forth creation as we know it. He spoke the universe into existence. He spoke the moon and the sun and the earth, the seas, the oceans, the lands, and the air and the elements. The worlds were framed by the word of God. When God speaks, things happen. That's why when the Roman soldier came to Jesus, he didn't even actually ask Jesus to come to his house. The captain had a sick servant at home, but he knew the power of God's word. He told Jesus, "You don't have to come, but do one thing for me. Send your word. I know that if you send your word, miracles happen. If you send your word, burdens are lifted and yokes are destroyed. When you send your word, bodies are healed and hearts are regulated. It's something about when God speaks that causes the tide to turn in your favor. What I want you to do is learn how to walk on what God says to you. His word is powerful enough to hold you up and keep you from falling. March on what he told you. Let me give you a few principles that'll help you to get ready to march on the word of God. First thing I want to share is this. Trouble is an indicator that something big is on the horizon. Trouble is an indicator that something big is on the horizon. We see in verse 24 that a strong wind had risen and that they were in trouble because of this strong wind. This is for anybody who's been through any trouble lately. I want to make myself clear. I'm not speaking to those who are dealing with some small trivial issues. I'm talking to those who are in trouble, not a marital spat, but your marriage is in trouble, not in between blessings, but financial trouble, not a cold, but the diagnosis surmises that your body is in trouble. Trouble indicates that something big is about to happen. Heard Mike Murdoch say this, and I've held on to this. Whenever God schedules a blessing, he at the same time schedules an adversary. Whenever he schedules a breakthrough, he also schedules breakdowns and breakups. Let me tell you something about this particular storm that they were facing. It's important to note that they were in a storm that they didn't create. Yeah, we know what it's like when we've created our own mess in our lives. We know what it's like to have problems come up that we created, but it's a whole other different scenario when you're facing a storm of your own making. Surely you know what I'm talking about. You make enough money, yet you're facing eviction because of mismanagement. You're sick because of your eating habits. You're actually in a world of health issues. Your relationship is in trouble because of you. I'm not talking about those kind of storms. When you are facing a storm that you did not create, it's imperative that you trust God. The issue that I have with the disciples is that they did not trust what God told them. He told them that he was going to meet them on the other side. God tells you to meet them on the other side. That means that no matter how big the storm is, it cannot eradicate what he said. So here they are facing a storm that they didn't fabricate. The storm was big. The winds were strong. The waves were heavy. Strong winds shake you up. Strong winds will have you all over the place. The purpose of some storms is to knock you around, make you unsure of yourself, knock you off kilter. Have you ever faced something that made you unsure of who you are? Made you question your calling as a parent? Made you question your calling as a spouse or a worker or even a professional? God, is this even for me? Am I even supposed to be here? I've lost so much. Am I even supposed to have this promise? Throughout the word of God, whenever God's people were in trouble, a miracle was looming on the horizon. Pharaoh's army behind you with a sea in front of you, I'll part the Red Sea. In the middle of the wilderness with no food to eat, I'll start raining food down and send meat to you. God always uses trouble to show how awesome he is. Don't get me wrong. God is awesome all by himself. He doesn't need trouble to show his greatness. However, we need trouble to show how awesome God is. God is a healer whether sickness is present or not. However, you don't know for a fact that he's a healer until you've experienced sickness. God is a waymaker whether or not you're stuck. But you don't know he's a waymaker until a bunch of stuff is in your way. The storm already knows how powerful God is. He just needs his people, you and I, to know that God is more powerful than any storm that you can face in your life. When you see trouble brewing, you ought to give God glory because God, that means that God has already made a way for you to get out of it. Here's the second thing. Don't allow fear to keep you from experiencing the life God has for you. Do not allow fear to keep you from experiencing the life that God has for you. In verses 26 and 27, when they saw Jesus coming, they saw him walking on the water, they were terrified, and in their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost." There's a saying, scared players never win games. In the game of football, players who play scared get hurt. When wide receivers and running backs and tight ends play scared, they make the mistake of not extending the entire way. How many of you are expecting to receive something from God? Well, if you let fear keep you from extending yourself, if you can't receive the promises of God. If you want it, you're going to have to extend yourself. If you want a successful business, you have to extend yourself. You have to take risks. You have to extend the hours you put into the business, even if it means that you don't get to sleep like you used to. You want a relationship that's successful? You have to extend yourself in ways that you normally won't. Normally, you would evaluate every single word and make a big deal out of it, of every little thing, but extend yourself. Go past what you're accustomed to. The truth is that when you're used to living life a certain way, then anything that interferes with or challenges that way will cause fear to arise. Fear coming into your spirit is not the problem. It's allowing fear to stay in your spirit that's the issue. Don't let fear keep you from going back to school or keep you from totally committing to God or being faithful in ministry or using your gifts or applying for the job you want. Here's the thing. The biggest thing standing between you and your miracle is not problems. It's not the trouble. It's not the issues. The biggest thing standing between you and your miracle is your ability to overcome your fear. And the only way to overcome fear is to face your fear. The only way to be the greatest speaker you can be is to overcome the fear of speaking. The only way to come to overcome your fear of swimming is to get in the water. Extend your hands and let God bless you. Extend your faith and let God release to you. Extend your efforts and let God reward you. Do not allow fear to keep you from reaching up and catching the ball, even when you know that the devil is right there ready to knock you down. Get over your fear so that you can get over to your future. Here's number three. Moving before God says to do so can destroy your future. Moving before God says to do so can destroy your future. In verses 28 and 29, Peter called out to the Lord, "Lord, if it's really you, bid me come." And Jesus said, "Come." Here's a mistake that we all make that we need to be careful about. We regularly are too impatient to wait and see if God wants us to do something or not. I need you to get this in your spirit today. Do not move until God says so. I'll say it again. Don't move until God said so. Peter had to wait until Jesus said to come. Lord, if it's you, make sure that it's him first. If it's you, God, tell me to come. He couldn't just jump out the ship into the water because he saw Jesus doing it. He needed to get instructions on which steps to take. If Peter moves out before God tells him to, he drowns. Too often we take steps before God says to do so. You can know what God wants you to do and miss it because you move before he says to do so. Don't leave the job before God says to do so, even if you know you're not going to be there too much longer. Don't leave the apartment before God says to do so. Don't start a business before knowing for sure that it's God's will for you to move in that direction in this time. Now, since I love sports, let me just give you another football analogy. I don't care how bad you want to score on offense, you can't move before the ball is hyped. To do so is to earn a penalty and cause your team to move backwards, and that's what it's like in life. When we move before God says to do so, instead of progressing, we regress, and we miss out on gaining what he had for us. Don't move before your time. Timing is every day, everything. Don't confront before it's time. Don't show your plans before it's time. Don't reveal your vision before it's time. It's not that God lied. It's that we miss time to move, and we experience setback as a result. Here's number four. God's word places the tool of the enemy under your feet. God's word places the tools of the enemy under your feet. Verse 29 again, it talks about how Peter went over the side of the boat and he walked on the water. I say this often because it's something that we need to understand. Moving out on what God says when he says causes you to experience the supernatural. Moving out on what God says when he says causes you to experience the miraculous. The elements don't matter when God is on the scene. The cast of characters don't matter when God is on the scene. The setting doesn't matter when God is present. Get this. The very storm that the devil sent to kill them was what God used to cause Peter to walk on. I often wonder why everybody doesn't get the same amount of play in the Bible. Why don't we hear much about Thaddeus and Simon and Philip and Bartholomew? Why weren't all 12 of the apostles given books to write in what we know as the Bible. It's because no matter how bad you want everyone to succeed, everybody's not going to get up out the boat and step on what God said. We're too worried about what folks think and forget about what God said. What you think does not matter to my victory. It's what God said to me that matters. You can think what you want. I'm standing on what God said. And here's what you've got to really grab hold of. Peter didn't just walk on the word. He actually walked on the devil. See, when the enemy sent the storm their way, he walked on what the enemy sent his way. You got to understand that when he sends a storm your way, you still work on God's word. It puts what the devil wanted to use to kill you under your feet. I'm closing with this. Peter only messed up because he started focusing on how bad conditions were. You can't concentrate on what God says and what you see at the same time. You can't focus on one side of the room and at the same time see the other side of the room. One or the other will command your attention. The question is, what do you choose to focus on? Are you going to focus on your problem or on the solution, on the trouble or on the peace, on the storm or on the victory? Let me leave you with this. This is where Peter failed. He saw the storms and it took his eyes off Jesus. God had placed the storm under his feet, and he mistakenly looked down at what was no longer an issue, and he brought it back to the forefront. People of God, whatever God has placed under your feet, keep it there. Whatever God has placed under your feet, keep it there. There are some issues you've had with family members that you keep allowing to rise up because you stopped focusing on the forgiveness that God has placed in your heart, and you started to remember the reason for the problem. If God has placed it under you, that means he's given you victory over it. You are walking on water. Why are you worried about what God has given you victory over? Why are you tripping about a storm that God has caused you to overcome? And when the people in the boat try to figure out what you're doing, tell them, look, I'm walking on what God told me. Why are you still trying to get your business off the ground? Well, it's because of what he told me. I was going to work, and I'm just walking on what he told me. Y'all don't have to understand it. I just have to march on it. March on what God promised you. March on his word. March on his promise. March on what's trying to kill you. March on what's trying to destroy you, what's trying to eliminate you. Finally, listen, when Jesus got on the boat, the storm ceased. And here's what got on my nerves. The disciples didn't worship him until he got after he got on the boat. They didn't understand that the storm didn't get better because Jesus got on the boat. It was already better because he was on the scene. I'm telling you that you can praise God because he's on the scene. You don't have to wait until it's worked out to give God glory. You don't have to wait until everything is peaceful again to give him the best praise that you can. You need to learn how to give God the glory, the praise, the worship, everything, even before you see results, because he's on the scene. March on what God told you. I pray that in some way this word blessed you this morning. We love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you.
We praise the Lord. I shall receive that. I am marching on what God has told me. Thank you so much, Dr. Chuck. Thank you so much for that powerful word. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, you are so good to us. You are the God that is more than enough. God, as you use these storms and these troubles that each one of us may have gone through or is going through, we know that you are awesome, and we are going to praise you in the midst of it. We are not going to allow fear to keep us from experiencing the life that you have for each one of us. I thank you because you are the Lord who heals your people. I thank you because you love them, and you said because we serve you and we honor you, Lord Jesus, and because you are our God, you blessed our bread and our water, and you took sickness from the midst of your people. You have redeemed them from the curse of the law, and you have given them life, Father. So I thank you for Charles Jackson. I thank you for Joni. I thank you for Marie and for Reggie and for Chantel. Because, Father, you said that their light shall break forth like the morning and that their healing is springing forth, Father, speedily in the name of Jesus. And righteousness is going before them. And I thank you for being their rear guard. And Sharon and Ivy, I say to you in the mighty name of Jesus, he wants you to know that he has not forgotten you. He is not an unjust God. He has not overlooked the work and the love that you have shown to his saints, to the women that you're ministering to, Ivy. Sharon, as you minister to Mr. Bill and his family, your father, he sees that, he saw that, and he says, continue in the mighty name of Jesus.
And, Lord, I thank you that there's peace over Mr. Bill's family, Father, during the homegoing. And that his company, too, Father, is in your hand, Lord God, and not one weapon formed against Len Mark or his family can prosper in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for those prayers that are silent, for those that I have not been able to come forward with. You know their cries, you know their prayers, and you are a God that you cannot lie. And your word has gone forward, and your word is going to accomplish every single thing in their life in the mighty name of Yeshua. Glory to God. Well, family members, don't forget today is Wednesday. It is the ambassador call. And we say thank you, Godmother, for allowing Wednesday to be the ambassador call, hosted by our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador of Artists International. And that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-pound. Tonight is also our corporate call. We have a special guest. Get on the call. Don't miss it. The number is 712-432-0900. PIN code 836-211-POUND. It starts at 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and that is PM, of course. Hallelujah. You are all ministers in the marketplace, and I just want to go over the buffet quickly for you. Today is your last day. You have double points. We have 60% off. You can buy two products, and you can get the third free. We're still working. You have time for your end of the month. There's nothing too difficult for your God. Believe that, know it, and walk in it in the mighty name of Jesus. You have free membership today also. We also have, as I said, the double points. We also know that we can succeed. We're planning it. You can do your recurring order this month, and you can get a free product. Go to your back office. Teach three to be stress-free. Recruit them this month. And you can also get a bracelet and a T-shirt. And we have our awesome, awesome 90K in 90 days. It is being done. It will be done. It is awesome. Listen to our call. It will be tonight at 9 o'clock. That number is 712-432-0075. PIN code 926358-POUND. We thank you for being on this call, being a minister in the marketplace. Mighty man of God, Pastor Chuck, will you please come forward and give us our benediction? Pastor Chuck, are you there?
I'll have to close. Father God, we just thank you for this awesome, awesome word today. We just thank you for open hearts, understanding the mission and the mandate on our lives. Father, we heard your word. We will march on with what you've told us. Pour back into the man of God the virtue that he's poured out to us. And let us be good stewards of what we've heard, be great overseers to walk out what you've poured into us so that we are your ministers in the marketplace, that we are with a message in our mouth, changing lives, changing destinies. Now we seal this word in the majestic and mighty name of Jesus. And by your blood and with your authority, we thank you that it is done and it is so in our lives. Amen, amen, and amen. I want you to encourage you to go hop on the Ambassador's Call and join our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. And as she would always say, go out and have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.